Hello, hello. You are listening to No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental, electronic, and post-rock programming. As your host, I do my best to make hard-to-find music more accessible to a larger audience. I hope you enjoy. My name is Lucas Phillip, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. Our first song today is a drum and bass track by Square Pusher. This high-energy drum and bass track is immediate and attention-grabbing. It features a bassoon performing whimsical trills, Square Pusher's trademark tripping over itself sequence breakbeats, and virtuoso bass riffs. Occasionally, a catchy melody line stumbles into the mess, and these moments make it easy to become totally and instantaneously hooked. Recently, Tom Jenkinson and the rest of the Square Pusher band performed in Vancouver as Shubilator One. His performance was part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, and I would recommend going online and watching the live performance clips. If you follow No Dead Air on Facebook, you'll be able to see these links, and I will provide them in the Facebook feed. Okay, so without further ado, let's listen to our first track. Thank you. So that was the song Papillon by Square Pusher. And when I first heard this track, I couldn't believe the instrumentation worked into this. First and foremost, I've never heard a bassoon before on a drum and bass track, and it was hugely refreshing. In fact, I would go recommend the rest of the album to you, specifically Cooper's World, Beep Street, and there are other more harsher and abrasive acid house tracks on that record that are also really, really good. Next, I have a laid-back jazz tune. This is by the notable prolific artist. I think he holds like one of the records for most albums ever to be put out. I think. I don't have any statistics to substantiate that, but I know that he's released a lot of content over the years. And this is Sun Ra. So the track I'm going to play is "That's How I Feel." And it's a laid-back jazz groove, pretty infectious, and particularly I love the way the clarinets are arranged to strike chords together. They harmonize nicely with each other. And the upright bass adds a nice flair. So this is off of the album Languidity. This was released in at the turn of the millennia, so 2000. So this is "That's How I Feel" by Sun Ra.
Thank you.
What can be anticipated from a good Sun Ra record? Lots of awesome improvisation. And I looked up the stat, and the number of albums Sun Ra has produced and has written and has performed, it's over 100. And he was making music, it says here, since 1956 all the way until the early 90s. And he ended up releasing albums almost like 3 or 4 times a year, which is an immense music output for any artist. But this is prominently why he's known so well. Up next, we have a short song. So this is much more brief than the other lengthy compositions that I've played. This is a track by the Ohio indie rock band called Guided by Voices, and they are best known for they're known to get inside your head, rock your world, and quickly get out is, I think, the best way to put it. Brief and out of context, it's difficult to know what exactly Guided by Voices is singing about, but the lyrics are so visceral and emotive, and it feels somehow relatable. You'll understand what I mean. Some of the lyrical lines don't make much sense, but here's an excerpt that kind of does. I'm looking inside your brain, and Christ, it's a cluttered mess. I love you, I must confess. And it's moments like these on the album B-1000, this is the album that the track comes from, and others that really make like an emotional connection between listener and artist on this record. So I would like to play the song Peephole by Guided by Voices. Alrighty then, welcome back. The next track that I have is by FKA Twigs. Now, she is a electronic music producer and artist out of the UK, and this EP was released earlier this year. It's entitled Melissa. It's stylized with a little bit of a different way of writing the name, but I'm sure if you search that, you would definitely find the EP. And this is one of my favorite songs on the EP. It's heavily layered and dense, full of all this glitchy electronics. And what she's singing about really it's really interesting to hear this kind of message in such a danceable, busy, hectic electronic music a song. So what she's singing about, she talks about being patient with her significant other and sort of the things that the trials and tribulations that they might go through in order to get to like a comfortable spot in their relationship. The music responds to the different stages and what she's talking about, which is also something that I really appreciate about her as an artist. This song really caught my eye. It really stood out the first time that I heard it. So I would like to share that with you guys.
Thank you. She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Sunday, September 24th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check the website at studyandgoabroad.com.
Speaking of which, UBC Homecoming is coming up soon. Not sure exactly the time, but I believe it's this Friday. And for those just tuning in, you're listening to No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental electronic, and post-rock programming. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam speaking people. Okay, well, next we have another song. This is a song by Tom Waits, and when he wrote this song, he was in his mid-20s. Now, on this song, he impersonates an aged, experienced older man reflecting on his life in front of a piano. And this tune is called "Little Trip to Heaven," and it's about some of the more happier memories that he had in his past, reminiscing about a girl or a love relationship that he had, and it's quite beautiful. Now, this song, if you ever listen to any of other Tom Waits' content, it can be quite polarizing. It's either really beautiful jazz. That's mellow and smooth and easy to listen to, with sort of a New Orleans funeral march flair, or it can be to the total opposite, like polka and really harsh sounding vocals that are almost grubby and sandpapery, depending on sort of what face Tom Waits puts on. But in this first album, it's filled with a lot of lovely tracks. And this one's especially beautiful. So I would like to play "A Little Trip to Heaven" by Tom Waits off of the album Closing Time.
Right.
pocket stars that I found you. When I see your constellation, honey, you're my inspiration, and it's you.
Really quite effortless. Tom Waits really putting together a slow and mellow tune. Really quite beautiful. I particularly love that track. And what I was talking about earlier of him really putting himself in someone else's shoes. You know, personifying an older, aged, experienced 50-year-old, perhaps even older man reflecting on his own life is even more pronounced on other tracks in the album, like Martha. So that was Closing Time. Up next, I have a relatively new album. This is The Venetians with this CD was sent into the station with their album Slow Wave, and I gave a listen to the first few tracks on this album, and I particularly enjoyed it, so I wanted to include some content for you guys. So this is their song First Wave by the band The Velvetians. So quite a sluggish and lazy track. You should check out the rest of their record. That was just a quick preview. The next song that I was just about to play was Strange Side of the Street. And these guys are Canadian bands, so yay. Another Canadian artist, Feist, released a new record this summer called Pleasure. And this track is particularly lush in the arrangements, and Feist is incorporating new instrumentation that you haven't heard on any of her past records, taking sort of more of a noisier approach to things, also being more introspective and talking about more personal things in her music. And so I would like to play this next song called Century, and this is off of the album Pleasure.
Century. How long is that? 3,155,973,600 seconds. 876 million hours, or 36,500 days. Almost as long as one of those endless dark nights of the soul. Those nights that never end. When you believe you'll never see the sunrise again, and a single second feels like a century.
This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, and this is Lucas Phillip. I'm your host. This is the show No Dead Air. We play jazz fusion, post-rock, and experimental electronic music, and, you know, whatever. This next song is Romantic Me by the band Polyrock. Now, this is a band... with support from classical composer Philip Glass. He's one of my favorites. I've seen his work used in a lot of drama and musical theater performances as well. Interesting enough. This is a more new wave punk band. So he's really exploring other genres by, you know, producing this music. And the main feature of this song is the melody line is actually a reversed guitar, and I find it quite interesting how it's able to hold its own, because not a conventional instrument, especially to hold the melody line. And this was back in the 1980s when this stuff was relatively new, so kudos for them. Always, you know, trying to push the boundaries and figure out new ways to make cool sounds. That's what I'm all about. So this is the song Romantic Me. We'll be right back. That was Romantic Me by Polyrock. Now, we have got one more song left for the first episode of No Dead Air. So before I go and I play this last track, I would like to say a huge thank you to everybody who's been supporting the show and all of the listeners because I'm really excited to get this thing started and I have so much content to show with you guys. But if you have any suggestions, critiques, recommendations for the show, the way I communicate with my fans is through the Facebook page. So please feel to say anything you'd like about the show or music in general, and I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. And who knows? You know, maybe I'll end up playing some of the stuff that you recommend to me, which would be really exciting. So this last track is Tux and Damask. This is an incredibly jittery tune filled with dense electronics, and you know, analogous in some way to the previous song Romantic Me. Tux and Damask features a melody line made by distortion of an unknown origin, and I think that's super cool. This has got rickety percussion and warbling basses in it, and this has been a favorite tune of mine for quite some time. So this is the last song I'm going to be playing on this show, but feel free to check us out on the website. And if you want more content or want content for the road, please download the episodes as a podcast. You know, you can use your MP3 player or your iPhone or whatever to listen to them. So thank you guys so very much. This is CITR 101.9, and I believe that there's a show coming up at 7:30, so be sure to check that out. And without further ado,
to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.